We're joined now by Steve Matthews. He is Bloomberg's economic reporter. We're going to look at what we just heard from Mary Daly. So, Steve, give me a sense of the conversation before we got into the income inequality portion, just in terms of near-term Fed policy. What did you pick up on?
Yeah, I think the interesting thing is that Mary Daly says, you know, the argument in September is going to be between 50 and 75 basis points. And the perspective that she comes from is she is one of the leading doves. I mean, and you are hearing over the last few days, the doves are saying we need to do at least 50 in September. You hear that from Charlie Evans. You hear that from Mary Daly with Kathleen's great interview. You heard that from Kash Khare, who's become hawkish. Mary Daly says we're going to 3.4% at the end of the year and that we're going higher next year. So that's the view of the doves. And while Wall Street has been really, since the last FOMC meeting, been saying the Fed is on the verge of a pivot, we could get rate cuts in the first half of next year, you're seeing even the doves like Mary Daly are pushing back. And she was pretty forceful about it. And it was really interesting, kind of the emotional context she brought to the whole inflation debate. She goes to grocery stores and sees people go across the shelves and pick up products and look at the price and then put them back because they can't afford them. And it's just heartbreaking to see that. And people can't buy products for their kids and they have to tell their children no. So it's like, you know, there's a real fierce emotional commitment to get inflation lower.
Yes, she did speak passionately about the need to get inflation under control. But then again, as you say, 50 basis points, the base case. Can you really reconcile these? Should 75 be on the table if the plan really is to hammer inflation?
Well, she did say that she was open to 75, that right now her base case is 50, but we get a couple more important data points. We have one more employment report, we have one more CPI before the September meeting, and that they will be data dependent, and that they will be looking at the details of the report. They're worried very much about services inflation, for example, that, you know, even though the CPI was very encouraging, which she acknowledged, you know, there were parts of the report that were less encouraging. You're still seeing high rent prices, high food prices. So, you know, she was saying it's a close call on September, certainly not ruling out a 75 basis point move.
Yeah, but one thing that I picked up on, Steve, 100 basis points in tightening between now and the end of the year. Do you think that's pretty much what the market is forecasting very quickly?
I think right now the market is pretty much in alignment with the Fed for this year, but not so much for next year.
All right, Steve, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Steve Matthews, Bloomberg's economic reporter, joining us from Atlanta. He keeps a close eye on all things Fed.